always depend on your locally owned and operated Meineke for the essential service your car needs. From engine repair to oil changes, we are here to help you get back on the road. At Meineke, our expert technicians are here to help you understand the problem and the fix. Save time and schedule your next appointment online at Meineke.com. Right now, a basic oil change is just $17.95. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. The U.S. has carried out an attack against Iranian-backed militias located in eastern Syria this evening. The attack was ordered by President Biden in response to a recent rocket strike in Erbil in northern Iraq that killed a coalition contractor and left several Americans injured. The strikes, which were called defensive, destroyed multiple facilities. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki had said last week that the U.S. reserves the right to respond in the time and manner of our choosing to the attack in Iraq. As many residents are recovering from the damaging winter storm that raked much of the southern United States, Texas Governor Greg Abbott says he holds the Texas grid managers responsible for delayed decisions that left some Texas energy producers literally in the dark.
They did the equivalent of slamming on brakes while driving on ice, and it led to a collision that not only shut down multiple thousands of megawatts, but in doing so, that is what led to the immediate additional shutdown of other megawatts of generation power.
President Joe Biden will be speaking to Governor Abbott as he is set to fly to Texas on Friday in what would be his first visit to a major disaster site since taking office. The top U.S. infectious disease expert says Americans should take whichever vaccine is available to them. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Dr. Anthony Fauci says a third vaccine becoming available is nothing but good news and would help control the pandemic. On NBC, he warns people not to hold off on getting the Johnson & Johnson vaccine while waiting for the slightly more effective Pfizer or Moderna shots. Fauci says it's a race between the virus and getting vaccines into people, and says if a coronavirus vaccine is available, regardless of which one, take it. Greg Clugston, Washington.
On Wall Street, the Dow down by 559 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
Dan owed an unbelievable amount of money to the IRS.
I got behind on my taxes. It's a horrible feeling.
Dan turned to Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm who put his problems to rest.
They got the job done, and life is good.
Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Stop worrying. Make the call now.
Call 800-965-1433. 800-965-1433.
Optima Tax Relief.
For details, visit Optima Tax Relief.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Are you tired of watching your insurance rates go up year after year and not understanding why? If you haven't looked at your auto and homeowners insurance policies in the last 2 to 3 years, it's time to do it now. And my friends Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance are the folks to help you. With one phone call to Blue Sky, they can shop your policies with the highest rated carriers in Nevada. And they don't just do auto and homeowners insurance. They offer solutions for motorcycles, RVs, ATVs, boats, rental properties, commercial businesses, and more. Blue Sky Insurance is a brokerage, which means Steve and Amy represent you, not the insurance company. Making sure your family is protected is their top priority, and they help you do that at a fair price. I've been a client of Blue Sky for 3+ years. Their customer service, it's incredible. Call or text Blue Sky Insurance, 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. Or check them out online at blueskylv.com.
It's 5:04. This is your KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. The Clark County School District has announced plans to return all students to the classroom. Schools will reopen to older students for hybrid learning in two waves, starting March 22nd with the younger students, who are able to return to full-time in-person instruction on April 6th. In announcing the plan, School Superintendent Jesus Jara also said spring sports will return. An investigation into the Henderson City Clerk's office has led to multiple resignations. The Las Vegas Review-Journal is reporting that one department head and three supervisors have resigned as the result of an investigation into the leadership of the City Clerk's office. A spokesperson for the City of Henderson said they will not tolerate leaders who will allow unprofessional conduct to happen. Online auto dealer Carvana has opened its vending machine sales outlet. The e-commerce used car seller says customers can now buy a car through the company and pick it up at its 11-story glass tower vending machine just off the 15 between Spring Mountain and Flamingo. The glass tower hours are Monday through Saturday, 9 to 7, or you could have your car delivered to your doorstep. Tonight's Golden Knights game has been postponed due to a COVID-19 positive test on the Sharks.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Well, you're still bumper to bumper as you try to work your way on the 15 northbound at Charleston. You're averaging about 35 miles per hour through that corridor. Also slow flows 15 south at Sahara, 215 westbound at the airport connector, 215 east at St. Rose, and you'll touch the brakes 15 south at Oakey.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve.
Check it out.
I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Breaking news from the United States Senate. A major blow to the fight for $15 an hour. The Senate parliamentarian has dealt a potentially lethal blow to the Democrats' drive to increase the minimum wage to $15 an hour, placing new scrutiny on the filibuster. Will the Democrats pull the plug on the filibuster rule? Joe Manchin, remember, said he would not vote to do that. And they need Joe Manchin to do that. But he has said he's not going to vote for that. We'll see when the pressure's on what happens. I want very quickly to go to Joy Behar. She was on The View today. And she did what people on the left always do, you know, when confronted with a crisis, they say, well, you're as bad as we are. Joy Behar, this is cut two, by the way, used what I term deflection, you can call it whatever you want, when talking about allegations against Governor Andrew Cuomo of sexual harassment.
You want to play strip poker? Kissing somebody on the lips? And Andrew Cuomo is in serious trouble. He might even be removed from office. Wouldn't that be weird if the governors of California and New York were both either impeached or recalled or whatever? Wouldn't that be fitting justice and tell you what the leadership of those states is all about? But here's Joy Behar. This is Cut 2 using deflection when talking about Governor Andrew Cuomo.
I think they're pretty bad. His office has denied the allegations, but they're pretty specific. As Sarah pointed out, they've been corroborated by at least one other aide, so it definitely merits investigation. I'm sure the Democrats will be quick to remove him if it all comes out in the wash, because that's what the Democrats do. Case in point, Al Franken. Bye-bye. Okay, so I would like to also add that these allegations should be taken seriously and thoroughly investigated, just like the following. Jim Jordan, covering up and failing to report sexual abuse of minors by former members of the Ohio State University wrestling team. Brett Kavanaugh, the FBI did a hurried three-day investigation into credible claims from multiple women. Remember that? It was like, oh, we're done. And then, of course, his nibs himself, Donald Trump, who's accused of upwards of 25 women have accused him of sexual misconduct. If you're going to investigate Cuomo, you better investigate these other people. That's all I'm saying.
That's the rationale, deflection. Well, they're worse than we are. No, you know, hey, at least she's okay for going forward with an investigation. And there is some serious stuff here. I want to talk to you just very quickly about the minimum wage, and the guy that's been championing the minimum wage thing. That's been his bread and butter for maybe a decade, and that's Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders, even before he was a presidential wannabe, was speaking out about the minimum wage. This was Bernie Sanders with Chris Hayes last night on MSNBC, of all places, that the GOP will lose the argument over the minimum wage if they vote against it. Listen, this is Cut 4, by the way. Bernie Sanders last night on MSNBC.
It almost seems like Republicans are cutting ads for Democrats when they come out against it, which they've been doing. I do wonder if it wasn't in this package, like, do you think you could win a floor vote on it? If you just said up or down.
Oh, no. No,
you couldn't. No, okay.
No, you could not. As of now, there's not one Republican who will support a $15 an hour minimum. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
Oh, I just what you're saying, just to be clear here, is that if you're in a filibuster world and you need 10 Republican votes, you're saying there's not 10 Republican votes to raise the wage.
Let me be very clear about this. The only way that we are going to raise the minimum wage is through reconciliation or ending the filibuster. In my view, I do not see in the foreseeable future getting significant support from Republicans.
It's so striking, too, because I'm sure you've seen this, Senator Sanders. There has been this rhetorical shift among many Republicans, including Tom Cotton, Josh Hawley, who actually partnered with you a bit on direct cash relief to families, Ted Cruz, right? Yeah. There's a whole lot of talk about, like, we're the party of the working people now. We're done with the country club and the CEOs. And then as soon as the issue is called, do you want a higher minimum wage, the mask comes off.
That's right. That's absolutely right. But I think, on the other hand, let us be honest. You know, what polling shows, and I think you've seen these polls, is that in recent years, a number of working people, significantly whites, Latinos, some blacks, have moved to the Republican Party. And what I am fighting for, Chris, which is the subject of a whole other discussion, is what is the Democratic Party? What do we stand for? And I believe that our future must be, and I think the president would agree with me, we must be the party of the working class of this country, white and black and Latino, Native American, Asian American. We must have the guts to stand up to powerful special interest.
Yeah.
and do what exists in so many countries around the world. You know, provide health care to all as a right, make public colleges and universities tuition free, have a living wage as a minimum wage, etc., etc. But we have got to stand up forcefully for the working class of this country if we're going to succeed politically.
There you have it, Bernie Sanders, last night with Chris Hayes on MSNBC. When we come back, we're going to take up the issue of Donald J. Trump, private citizen. He is going to be speaking at CPAC on Sunday. I know you're going to be watching. I'm going to be glued to the TV because I want to see what he has to say. Is he going to announce a run for president in 2024? It would be, at least to my recollection, the earliest announcement of a candidacy for president in the history of our country. I mean, you know, the Biden administration has only been in play for, what, 37 days, 38 days, something like that. The big question is, what do you want to hear from this president? And in fact, I'm going to open up our phone lines right now and give everybody an equal shot at this. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. What is it you want to hear from the president? You want to hear an explanation for January 6th? You don't feel you have the answers? You want something else from him? Did you really disregard the safety of Vice President Mike Pence? I mean, there may be a lot of things. What about all the pardons? What is it you want to hear from the president, the former president, at CPAC on Sunday? I can't wait to hear what he has to say. We'll get to your phone calls coming up in just a couple minutes. 844, the number 2, Nevada. If you don't know what that is, that's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. Stay where you are. More to come on AM 670 KMZQ.
Blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Did you miss the deadline to sign up for a healthcare program at the end of 2020? If so, you're in luck. A special enrollment period is underway right now through May 15th, meaning that Americans looking to enroll in a new healthcare program for 2021 can do so without the need of a qualifying event. Over 200,000 Americans trust Liberty HealthShare for their healthcare needs. Liberty HealthShare offers affordable healthcare sharing programs starting as low as $199 per month. That's just $199 per month. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses, and in your time of need, other members are there for you. To learn more about how Liberty HealthShare can help you save money on your healthcare expenses, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or check it out on your smartphone at libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
Breaking news, layoffs, forced early retirements, buyouts.
You've worked hard to build your retirement income plan. Make sure it doesn't crumble when you need it the most. Call now for your no-cost consultation and get Coach Pete's favorite book, 7 Baby Steps to a Ridiculously Reliable Retirement Income. But more importantly, get your own customized and personalized total retirement income plan that will put you in control of your retirement with systematic, safe, and guaranteed lifetime income. 800-661-7383, 800-661-7383, or text COACH to 21000, COACH to 21000.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCycery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
It's time to get out with the old and in with the...
Woo!
At Finley Chevrolet, we have the largest selection of new Chevrolets in Southern Nevada. Get the Chevrolet you want at the price you deserve today.
Woo!
Finley Chevrolet at the 215 in South Rainbow, Nevada's number one Chevrolet volume dealer. Find new roads.
I'm Mark Hutchison, founding partner of the law firm of Hutchison and Steffen. We're the Nevada law firm focused on helping businesses do business, especially when governmental obstacles get in the way. As someone who has been heavily involved in state government for many years, I know how government works and doesn't work for business. With so many rules, procedures, and regulations, Nevada businesses are almost certain to become entangled with government at some point. Bottom line, if your business gets caught up in the quagmire of a dispute with government, you can count on Hutchison and Steffen to help you navigate the rules, procedures, and regulations of federal, state, county, or city government. When you have a dispute with the government, we are the go-to firm for Nevada businesses. Whether it's facing the prospect of a proceeding before a board, commission, or agency, or finding yourself in court with the government on the other side, our team will be on your side. Call Hutchison and Steffen, 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com. That's 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com.
Heidi Harris.
Coming up on the Friday edition of the Heidi Harris Show, we always enjoy speaking to Vital Vegas, everybody's favorite blogger. Don't miss it.
Heidi Harris, now weekday mornings 9 to noon on AM 670 KMZQ. What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I know you think we're gonna coast to the finish line. We're not. No. I'm sorry, but we're not. We are sprinting to the finish line. Coming up, bottom of the hour, Daniel Honcharoo gives us an update on what's two bills that the Democrats don't even want to talk about. No debate, no hearings, no nothing. And it would rein in the emergency powers of the governor. We'll talk about that coming up, bottom of the hour. In case you missed it, The House passed a bill called the Equality Act, and it would give new rights to people based on what I absolutely hate is this idea of gender identity. It's what you believe you are rather than what you are. It's how you feel today. 3 days from now, you may feel totally different. But gender identity, if this law passes the Senate, and it won't, it will change things in our country. It really, women's sports will totally change. I'm just telling you. Senator Jeff Merkley of Oregon was at a news conference today and talked about the Equality Act. He claims it will pass this year. I don't think it'll get past the Senate. House has passed it, but that's the easy part. The Equality Act now will go before the Senate, and it will get a hearing, certainly, but I don't know if I don't think they have the votes. I don't think they have the votes. This was Senator Jeff Merkley earlier today.
In 2019, we had a powerful moment in May 17th, 2019, with consideration of passage of the Equality Act in the U.S. House of Representatives, and I applaud my House colleagues for that tremendous victory. Well done. That was an awesome moment. But the leadership of the Senate at that same time refused to hold a vote, refused to hold a debate, refused to hold a hearing on this fundamental issue of freedom. But this year, 2021, it's different. We have leadership of the House and leadership of the Senate that supports this vision of opportunity and equality for all. We also have a tremendous number of civil rights partners that are taking us forward in this effort, the NAACP, the Human Rights Campaign, the Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights, the Leadership Conference on Civil and Human Rights, the National Urban League, that are working passionately and diligently to make sure we get this right. And this year is different because we have a President, Joe Biden, who believes in the dignity and humanity of every American. And it's different because we have more Senate sponsors. And as David mentioned, we have more organizations, and we have more businesses. We have more religious organizations with us at this moment. My friends, it is time we end this dark history of prejudice and discrimination and ring the bells of freedom for opportunity and equality for all.
That's Senator Jeff Merkley of Oregon, a flaming liberal. He is hopeful that the bill will pass the Senate, but it's a long shot. I mean, it really honestly is. By the way, speaking of not having the votes, there may be another problem for President Biden. This whole nonsense about nominees, Neera Tanden, who is the nominee for the Office of Management and Budget. She doesn't have the votes, and they had to cancel votes yesterday scheduled to confirm her. But they didn't do it. And James Langford now has come forward. He's a senator from Oklahoma. He's a Republican. He's a conservative. He says there may be problems for yet another Biden nominee. Yeah, and this is a controversial one. This is an attorney who they want to run the Department of Health and Human Services. Let's go to cut six, see if we can squeeze it in before the break. This is James Langford, the senator from Oklahoma. Problems for yet another Biden nominee, this Javier Becerra at HHS. Here it is.
There's a group of us as Republicans that we have looked seriously at the Javier Becerra nomination and do not see him as being qualified for this task, nor the right person for this. In fact, several of us have sent a letter to the White House saying, please rescind this and be able to send us something. Obviously, he's an attorney by trade in the middle of a pandemic. This is not the time to be able to put an attorney leading Health and Human Services to be able to coordinate all the health response that we've got to have. But we also have other issues, like the issues about life and about conscience. California is not known to be able to protect life. In fact, while Javier Becerra was leading as Attorney General, he led the charge to be able to force pro-life entities to have to put a poster on the wall in pro-life clinics advertising abortion, literally forcing them while they're there talking about adoption of children to say, no, here's another option for you to be able to abort this child. That is over the top. That was argued all the way to the Supreme Court, where California lost that case in the Supreme Court for obvious reasons as a violation of speech. As Attorney General, he also was now active in protecting the conscience rights of healthcare workers, where a healthcare worker that told their hospital or clinic and let them know, I'm opposed to assisted suicide, I'm opposed to abortion, I came into healthcare to protect life, not take life. Those individuals were not protected by the state of California and by Javier Becerra and his team. The Trump administration had to impose penalties on them to be able to push them to actually say you have to follow the law. Ironically enough, federal law that requires entities have conscience protections that Javier Becerra pushed the other direction on. Now Javier Becerra would be the individual then to now protect others in other states after he refused to do that in California. That's a very odd situation to say we're going to have somebody that has elected in the past not to protect conscience rights, not to follow federal law, now is the one in charge of federal law in that case.
That is James Langford, the senator from Oklahoma, saying that Biden may have more problems. Somebody that never has any problems because she doesn't have to get up in the middle of the night anymore. She is Heidi Harris, 9 till noon, right here, and she joins us. Are you excited as I am about the fact that we're going to get to hear from the former president of the United States, Donald J. Trump, on Sunday at CPAC?
I don't know. I'm a little upset that Mike Pence isn't going. I don't blame him for not going. I think the way he's been treated has been shameful. And I don't know. I've got mixed emotions about it, Kevin. I got to tell you the truth.
Do you agree with Liz Cheney that he shouldn't even have a spot on the roster on Sunday?
No, I don't agree with Liz Cheney about that. I mean, who is she to decide who gets to speak and who doesn't get to speak? He's the most popular Republican in the country. Most people consider him the most popular Republican in the country. Everybody doesn't like him, but so what? He's still the most popular. A lot of people want to see him. It'll give CPAC a lot of attention, obviously. So, no, I don't think she should be dictating who shows up or not.
I can't wait till Sunday because I just want to hear something from the president. Do you think he'll announce for 2024?
You know, I don't know if he will or not. I think he has done the right thing by creating, I guess, two PACs.